Hello.
Hello, this is Ebony returning a call from customer support.
Who's this with?
I'm returning your call back from customer support.
Okay.
How can I help you?
Customer support for what?
I don't know the issue. I just know that you called customer support and were placed on a callback list, so I'm returning your call.
And which company is this for?
I'm a third-party representative, so I don't work directly with the company that'll bill you. I just assist with the accounts.
Well, I had a complaint about king size because I was treated like crap. I'm not sure if that's what this is for.
Oh, well, we assist with accounts like with refunds and stuff like that, cancellations. So you didn't order anything? That's a whole different type of situation.
No, I had ordered two different orders, and then they weren't sent because I was having them shipped to my sister's house, and they had to verify that her address wasn't they said that to make sure that it wasn't what do you call it? Fraud, I guess.
So you spoken with someone about it?
No, I called and this girl, I placed the order on the 20th of last month. So you probably see my frustration. I got a call on Tuesday, I believe it was the first, and she's like, yeah, you have an order that's being held because you have it being sent to a different address than your billing address. And I was like, yeah, it's being sent to my sister's house. And I've been sitting here waiting for my order since the 20th for a coat because I don't have a coat.
What's your zip code?
My billing zip code is 99201.
What's the one you used on the order?
Well, there's probably two different ones, which was part of the issue. Because I got a credit card through King Size, which is where my orders came from. And I ordered one of my orders from my credit card that I signed up for. And one of the orders came off my debit card. One order was for $130, and the other one was for $240 for a bunch of t-shirts.
Okay, so just, I'll try to look you up by either or.
Okay, the one address I had was 15202 East Sprague Avenue, P.O. Box 263, Spokane Valley.
I just need the zip codes for right now to try to get you pulled up. What's your first and last name?
First name is George. Last name is Negroni. It's N-A-G-R-O-N-E.
N-A-G-E-R-O-E?
No, it's N-A-G-R-O-N-E.
R-O-N-E. Okay. I searched you up by the 150 zip code. What's the other one?
83854.
Okay. So
my one billing address. My one billing address is a P.O. box, and then there's my home address. And then there's my sister's address. So there's possibly one other zip code.
Okay, so what's the What address is for the 83854?
Well, they're both being sent there, but
That your sister's?
that's my sister's address, is 83854.
The street number 265. I mean 2635.
2635 Rawhide Road, yes.
Okay. And you, the I got the account here. It's just loading for me. Okay, so what was the issue? You was just trying to make sure it's getting sent to your sister's address?
Well, no, the issue I was having, they called me about my second order that was also being held. They said, oh, this is, they told me that it was their normal practice to hold that, hold the order until they spoke to me about, to make sure it wasn't a fraudulent order. But they already took the money out of my account for old and never mentioned, hey, you need to call and speak to somebody. So I sat here, I've been sitting here with no coat since the 20th, freezing. And I'm explaining this to the girl, and she just couldn't even be bothered, didn't even give a crap. And I told her I would never order from their company again.
Okay, and how much was that coat? 'Cause I'm, how much did you pay?
There was one order. It was for a coat, slippers, and a pair of shorts. It was for 130. That was on the 20th. And there was another order for a bunch of t-shirts, and I believe there's something else on there. Everything was 246, and that
Oh,
was, I
okay.
believe, on the 27th.
Okay, so that's with the okay, so that is with a different company that I don't assist with that company. I see a charge here that was made today for 574 under your
Oh,
name.
something's wrong.
Yeah, so that's not a company that I assist with. I see one here under it's George slash Desi, and the last name is what the account is under. And it said it was for a cruset, which is like a pot or a pan. It's like a pan, a pot.
No.
You didn't authorize that charge?
For $500, no.
No, it's for $5.74.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, sir, not five.
No, that was for a Kohl's. There was a survey, and then there was yeah, sorry. That was I was calling to make sure that wasn't a fraudulent thing. And I called and said, oh, your wait could be 10 minutes. If you would like to call back, press 1. So I did. I guess that's why you're calling me back. And that was for a pot thing, a pot set.
Okay, so what that is, I'm gonna tell you. So it is, you are able to win that, but it's like a sweepstakes. So what they'll try to do in the future is bill you for a membership.
No, I want all that canceled.
Okay. So I'm gonna get that 574 process back to you and cancel that because they will bill you into it. I'm gonna get you into a mem if you haven't won it within 48 hours, they'll bill you into a membership. They'll charge you monthly.
Yeah, that to me is fraud, which is why I was calling, because once I paid it, it said, give me one sec. I took screenshots of it all after I read that. One second. Yeah, once I paid it, it says your entry into the draw was successful. Please look out for emails and notifications that we send you. Your order ID is. It says I put in an order, not that I put in for a chance to win anything. And
So
they had me
that's
pay the $5 they said was for a second set for the shipping. So that's just fraud.
So let me forward that out for you.
Thank you. And sorry you had to hear my whole spiel about my clothes.
Oh, no, you're fine. That's okay.
I didn't realize you were from that company.
That's fine.
Visit, oh, if you don't get a call back, it's probably past the, I don't know, customer service hours, and you'll get a call back in the next business day. So I figure I'll hear from you guys next week.
Yeah, so I'm glad I was able to give you a call back today.
I appreciate that.
Alrighty. Okay, so I did cancel that, and I also refunded that $574.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, anything else I can help you with? And I'm sorry about your clothes and stuff.
That's okay. I appreciate it.
All righty. Well, I got you all set squared away with us, so you'll be fine over here. Just got to worry about the clothes now.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, have a great day and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank
all
you.
Right, bye-bye.
That's nice.